Okay. If there are something wrong in these kind of talking, but a lot of good is the outcome, that one little stuff is not that much. It's like the candy. It's equivalent of, something like cotton candy, maybe you could say. You would say, like cotton candy, when you buy the cotton candy, you buy that stick as the, that stick is in it, just to give you a handle to have that candy. And nobody will refuse it, that candy, because of that piece of wood over there. So do not be very busy with one word here or one adjective over there to miss the point. This is what he's trying to say. Go on, please.
The fault is who sees nothing but fault. How should the pure spirit of the invisible see fault? Fault arises in relation to the ignorant creature, not in relation to the Lord of favor.
Who is that one that doesn't see anything but the fault? Remember it, okay? He referred to someone who is always pointing to the shortcomings, which is
Satan.
The intelligence. The Satan, the intelligence, this one, clever one. Later in the next story, we'll see the attitude of this lady. The intelligence never is looking at what you have. It's looking about what is missing. What is not there. What are the shortcomings of this? And he wants to nag about everything. So we say, doesn't let him in. In this kind of conversation, this one shouldn't be in, because this one is looking for the fault and shortcoming. But we let go of the shortcoming because we want to achieve something. Yeah.
Infidelity, too, is wisdom in relation to the Creator. When you impute it to us, infidelity, to us, infidelity is a noxious thing. And if there were to be one fault together with 100 advantages, it resembles the wood and the sugar cane. Both alike are put into the scales because they both are sweet like body and soul. Not idly, therefore, the great said this, the body of the holy ones is essentially pure as spirit.
You were not ready for this, were you? This is what it was all about. He said, therefore, there is no exaggeration in this saying, if I say the prophet's physical existence is holy to me. Because that physical existence is a part of that breath. This guy's physical existence to me is a part of that message. He is the messenger to me. So there is no exaggeration if they say the body of the holy ones is essentially pure as their spirit. Did it make sense? Right? Okay. Any question? Good. Now I have a question. What is this all about? Why should I know this? Why should I care about this? That holy person, good for him. That holy person's physical existence is pure like his spirit. So what? You answer me because you didn't have any question and you got it. So tell me.
It challenges us to think that perhaps we might be the same, that body and spirit are.
You are, yes. It challenges you and it reminds you that, remember, it's not only about changing something in your thought. This is being transformed. And even your physical existence being transformed will be different.
As much as your soul will expand and purify, your body will.
This goes hand in hand. But not very clearly and not automatically, therefore we talk about the prophet and his. And he didn't say it's like this. He said, it's not exaggerated if we say this.
How did he translate? Not idly, therefore the great said this. Or there is gas of evidence. There is no exaggeration in this. It's not too much to say this. So be aware of that, because what?
Their speech and soul and form, all is absolute spirit without trace.
Means that you could imagine that when the transformation is complete, the saying, the breathing, their actions, everything are getting close to that absolute. Remember, he was talking about some absolute in the last paragraph. Yes?
The spirit that regards them with enmity is a mere body, like the plus. In Nard, it is a mere name. That one went to the earth and became earth entirely. This went into the salt and became entirely pure.
This is that special metamorphosis that people in that time, in the time of ruin, were quite familiar with. There are these landscapes which is very salty. Whatever ends up there will be saltified and will remain as it is for good. It will transform to salt. He will bring that as an example to say, this transformation will influence everything. We are two kind of people. These holy people and the rest. This rest are these physical existence. They will die, they will go in the grave, and they will perish. The other one, they are transformed, so they will not change. Because they are different.
The salt through which Muhammad is more refined, he is more eloquent than that salt seasoned hadith.
Means what?
Oh, he is more complex than any words that could be written on paper.
He is talking about a very special salt which made Muhammad salty. But salty in Persian language means cute. When we want to say somebody is cute, we say with salt, banamak. Something that you like, it's interesting, it is called salty. And so there is a special salt that this Muhammad is salty, is became. Made Muhammad salty, and because of this salty hadith I made up, this salty hadith will talk perfectly and will explain everything. Afsah is something I don't know how to put it, eloquent. Yeah. Afsah is the ultimate state of explanation and talking clearly.